From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. New numbers today on economic growth. Government statisticians revised their initial figure on how fast the economy grew during the summer months. What was already the fastest growth in nearly two decades is now even higher, 8.2%. There's general agreement on two things, that tax cuts spurred consumer spending, and that the economy is bound to fall back a bit in the current quarter. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
When the Bush administration put in place aggressive tax cuts earlier this year, a fair number of economists were critical of the stimulus package, many saying it wouldn't have the desired effect or would benefit only wealthy taxpayers. But with the release of newly revised numbers showing the economy growing at a much stronger rate in the third quarter than the government estimated just a month ago, Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss says it's tough to argue with the strategy now.
The biggest factor in the growth rate was consumer spending. People had a tax cut. And boy, you give the average American a $400 check, he knows what to do with it. Consumer spending was up 6.6%. We also had a continued rebound in capital spending. Businesses backed away from spending in the first quarter of the year. They got scared by Iraq. But they're coming back strongly in the second half of the year.
And there are other signs the economy is improving. The Conference Board said today its index measuring consumer confidence was up 10 points in November, the highest level in more than a year. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Bank One.
We're actually creating jobs now, which was also evidenced in the consumer confidence numbers. People are feeling more confident about the job market. That doesn't come easily, and that's, you know, a very important piece of the puzzle to see a more sustained recovery is not only business confidence, but consumers finally getting jobs out of that higher business confidence.
But while Swonk says the overall signs for the economy are pretty encouraging, with growth likely to continue at a rate of around 4% for the current quarter and even into next year, she says some of the gains taking place in the economy now are likely to come out of future economic growth.
Bad news is we won't see quite a stronger growth now in the fourth quarter because of the extraordinary gains in the third quarter. We'll need to sort of average the second half of the year together. But when all is said and done, it's still well over 5%, 5.5% second half of the year, much stronger than most people had expected, and really does prove what many people thought was that stimulus didn't matter. Stimulus does matter.
For the Bush administration, it appears the widely criticized tax and spending package put in place earlier this year is paying off, with any outstanding bills for faster economic growth pushed off well into the future. However, with the federal deficit expected to continue rising, many economists, including Swonk, believe the inevitable result will be higher interest rates, something she says could shorten the life of the current economic recovery. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.